Gary Rodebau was a triathlete who lived in St. Augustine, but before he started training, he was in bad shape.
I was working for a major insurance company in Phoenix, Arizona. Part of my job was to entertain quite a few people. We used to work all day and then go out and party in the evening. So I would buy wild turkey bourbon by the case. I used to smoke cigarettes quite a bit, and I was up to 2 packs a day.
An event prompted Gary to change the way he lived.
I went into work one afternoon, and my boss came into my office and closed the door and said, "Have you heard what happened to Dan?" And he said, "Dan had a heart attack last night and died." That scared the living bejesus out of me. What I did was to sit with another friend at a bar. At the end of the bar was the newspaper, and they were talking about the Fountain Mountain Triathlon. And he goes, "You used to swim when you were in college." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Can you ride a bike?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "It's 56 miles. And I said, "Well, I can ride a bike." I had not a clue what I was getting into.
Gary started jogging and riding to train for the race. He went from 205 pounds to 165 pounds in half a year. He entered the race and finished, although he told his friend he'd never, ever do it again. He was wrong.
Something about doing triathlons and exercise gets into your blood.
In 2004, he qualified for the U.S. triathlon team. At the time, Gary was in his late 50s.
My first one was in Madeira, Portugal. This year, I qualified to go to London.
Gary Rodebau retired in 2010 at age 62 and moved to St. John's County.
My wife and I use the United States Triathlon Association for big vacations. we'll go to London and spend probably two and a half weeks traveling around.
Gary incurred injuries to his shoulder from heavy swimming and to his legs from a bike crash. But the surgeries and rehab, as much as the training and races, were components of his life that couldn't be separated from the whole.
Triathlon makes you focus. Triathletes are goal-oriented. We know what we want to do. We know how to get to it. We also figure out what our personality types are. I would say that 90% of upper-level triathletes are A personalities. They know what they want. They know what they have to do to get it, but they know their limitations.
The World Triathlon Championship that Gary Rodebau qualified for was held in London in September 2013. Gary swam, biked, and ran one of his best races ever and placed 12th in the world for his age bracket. After his wife and he returned to St. Augustine, Gary suffered a heart attack. He died a week later. But before he passed away, Gary had shifted his priorities, not just for training, but for his entire life.
Everything that I did was geared towards climbing the corporate ladder. And when I got there at the corporate level, I didn't want to do it anymore. I actually got to watch my daughter grow up.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.